Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Karen Joyner from the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank. How are you today, Karen?
I'm great. And I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for coming in today. So what exactly is your role with the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank?
I'm the chief executive officer there.
Okay. And what kind of duties do you have? What are your tasks?
Well, I'm overall responsible for all the operations and everything that happens at the food bank. So
okay.
I guess everything falls on my shoulders.
What is the mission of the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank?
Well, most people just think we give out food, but our mission statement is a little more complicated than that. Our technical mission statement is to distribute food in an efficient manner through collaborative efforts that minimize hunger, promote nutrition, and encourage self-reliance through education. And all of our programs can point directly back to those different phrases within our mission statement.
How long have you been in existence?
We've been in existence for 32 years, since 1986.
Wow. And now I know it's the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank, so what areas do you serve specifically?
We serve the cities and counties of Hampton, Newport News, Pocosin, Gloucester, Matthews County, James City County, York County, the city of Williamsburg, and Surry County.
And who are the people that you serve?
Well, it can be anybody. I think most people have an image in their heads about who are hungry or who needs food in an emergency situation. But really, everybody goes through a season of their lives when they need a little help. And So there are all kinds of faces of hunger, and it's not just the unemployed. We serve children, families, veterans, and the working poor, people who are living paycheck to paycheck, and they just don't have enough to pay all their bills and also buy food. And a lot of seniors as well.
What are some of the programs that you operate to get food out into the community for these people?
Well, we have many programs. Our biggest program is our agency distribution program. About 80% of all the food that goes out through the food bank goes out through our partner agencies. These are community-based organizations such as church food pantries, soup kitchens, domestic abuse shelters, homeless shelters, organizations that want to do good in their community, in their neighborhood. And we work with about 150 of those type of organizations. For us, most of them are church food pantries, but there are some of those other types sprinkled in. And we could not get the food out all the way up and across the greater Virginia Peninsula without the help of our partner agency. So about 80% of the food goes out that way. But we operate several other important programs. For instance, when we don't have a partner agency in a particular area, or when our partner agencies cannot keep up with the demand, we send truckloads of food out to specific areas in our community, and we call it our mobile pantry program. It's a direct program of the food bank, so it's our truck going out. We set up tables, we use volunteers, we unload the truck, and then the volunteers help distribute food directly from the food bank truck. And we do that 28 times a month in various places such as Williamsburg House of Mercy, or Hampton Baptist Church, the VA Medical Center in Hampton, just various places where either our partner agencies can't keep up with demand, or we need to do more in those areas, over in Surry, for instance, or Pocosin. So those are two of our biggest programs, but we also operate two child nutrition programs. One, a lot of people might be familiar with, but they might not know that it runs through the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank. That is the backpack program for kids. Over the weekends, there are a lot of children in our community that often go home and don't eat well, at least not nutritionally or not at all, because during the week when they're in school, they're getting their free or reduced price breakfast and lunch. And so over the weekend, there's just not the same quality or quantity of food. So we operate a program where we distribute bags of nutritionally balanced food. It's canned goods so that it's non-perishable. And we distribute 1,500 of those bags every week during the school year, and 600 per week during the summer. And that's so that they do have food over the weekend when they're not in school. Our other child nutrition program is called Kids Cafe, and that's where children go to an after-school program, so they're in a safe environment. They're getting help with their homework, and we provide the hot, nutritionally balanced meals for them to eat while they're there. We do this because we operate a culinary training program at our food bank. It's a rare program for food banks. There's only about 26 of these programs operating around the country in food banks, and there's 200 food banks around the country. And we invite economically disadvantaged adults to apply to come into this program. And it's not just a cooking class. It's totally not that. It's a way for them to improve their well-being and become gainfully employed by the end. In the morning, they're in our commercial kitchen at the food bank preparing the meals for the Kids Cafe program. And in the afternoon, they go into a classroom setting where they're learning life skills from community volunteers. Yeah. Things like leadership, time management, conflict resolution, resume writing, interviewing skills, things like that.
Okay.
And then throughout the 12-week program, they're learning food safety because that's very, very important at the food bank. We can't afford for somebody to get sick from any of the food that we distribute. So at the end of the 12-week program, when they graduate, we help them find a job, and we hope that then they're going to be self-sustaining. So this is our way of not giving a hand out, but giving a hand up. And we're quite proud of that program. And we operate a few smaller programs as well, but Kids Cafe, Backpack, Culinary Training Program, Agency Distribution Program, and our Mobile Pantry are our biggest programs.
Now, with all of these programs, how much food do you think you distribute annually?
Well, last year we distributed over 12 million pounds of food. That's the equivalent of about 10.1 million meals. However, because we lost our third biggest donor when Farm Fresh closed, we're having to pull back this year. Right now, our shelves are pretty empty, the shelves where our partner agencies come to get food to take back into their community. They're pretty bare right now, and we've had to pull back. And in our strategic planning for this year, rather than growing like we always have, we are only forecasting that we're going to be able to distribute about 9.7 million meals compared to 10.1 last year. It's tough to find enough food or get enough money to purchase the million. It was 1 million pounds of food that Farm Fresh was donating to us.
How many people do you serve annually?
The statistics say that there are about 73,000 individuals on the greater Virginia Peninsula that are food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal is coming from. But those people are what I consider chronically food insecure. They are going to always need a little bit of help. There's another 70 or 80,000 people that we serve that are what I call episodically food insecure. That means that they just need a little help every now and then.
Some assistance.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they had their car break down and they didn't have any savings, or they had a medical bill that they weren't prepared for. A lot of people are working, but they don't have any savings and they're just living paycheck to paycheck. So our last statistics that we had overall said that we served over 150,000. And I don't feel, based on what I've seen in the last couple of years, that that number has gone down at all.
Where do you get your food?
Most of our food comes through the generosity of our retail donors.
Okay.
Food Lion is our top donor. There's so many locations of Food Lion, and every location donates to us. Walmart and Sam's Club is our number two donor.
So you still have some big partners that help you guys out.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, we have to bring in that 12 million pounds of food, some of which we had to purchase because we don't get enough of it. But Walmart and Sam's is number two. Farm Fresh was number three, but now Smithfield Foods is number three because they were number four.
Yeah.
And then almost every grocery store chain is a very good donor of the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank. Kroger is a very supportive donor. They only had one location up until this summer. And I think
now they're popping up.
Right. This morning is their grand opening of, I think, their fourth location for us. They converted three Farm Freshes.
Yeah, the one in Hampton near where I live was converted.
Yeah.
So I know you take in donations for food, but what about money? Can people donate money instead of food?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we can do more with monetary donations than we can by having somebody, you know, come and give us a bag of food. We love all our donors. We love anybody who wants to give us a bag of food. But for a dollar, we can generally get the equivalent of about $8 worth of food because we have a lot of buying power. Mm-hmm. We utilize volunteer labor, so we don't have a lot of staffing costs, or we're able to keep those down. We get a lot of donations, and often we'll get truckloads of donations, but all we have to do is pay for the freight. So that's the way we're able to stretch a dollar. So somebody gives us a dollar, we may be able to distribute as much as four meals for that dollar. So money goes a long way when it comes to the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank.
Now, the economy is good right now, so why would you say there is a need for food assistance?
Well, the economy is looking very good, but in general, the people that we serve haven't been touched by the good economy. They're at the lower end of the economic charts, let's say. And so all the great ways that the economy has improved doesn't necessarily reach them. These are individuals who are living paycheck to paycheck, or they're seniors who are making decisions between paying for their medicine or buying food. So it's not the people who are getting the tax breaks and all the wonderful parts of the booming economy. A lot of them, again, are working, but they're making minimum wage, or they're not making enough to make ends meet after they pay their rent and things like that.
Now, a lot of people assume that the holiday season is the busiest time for food distribution. Is that correct?
We do distribute a lot more food in November than most months because everybody thinks of the eating season.
Yeah, yeah.
We call it the eating season.
It's true. Yeah.
So turkeys get distributed, and people want to have a nice meal with their family and friends. So a lot of food does go out in November and to a lesser extent December. But when you think about it, people are hungry all year round because
not just November, December.
Exactly. You and I go grocery shopping, you know, maybe as much as every week. Mm-hmm. And people have to eat all year round. And one of the most difficult parts is during the summer when the kids are out of school. Sometimes grocery bills double or triple if you have teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
So the summertime's really pretty difficult for us at the food bank. And we see how the inventory of food starts going down and down and down and down when we go through the summer because there's such a great need and fewer people are doing food drives for us at that time.
It's like it's great to give during the holiday season and whatnot.
Another reason.
But, you know, think about us during spring and summer as well.
Exactly. So right now we're at our lowest point in inventory. I mean, that means we don't have any food on our agency shopping floor because the food that we've had to sustain us through the summer and into the fall. And now we hope that it's going to be going back up. And then over the next 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, hopefully we'll get enough that we'll be able to sustain another couple of months until there's another need to fill up our warehouse.
Do you guys receive funding from the government?
The only funding we receive from the government is reimbursement for those kids' cafe meals that we prepare. We participate in a program called the Child and Adult Food Program, CACFP, if anybody's familiar with that, during the school year. So those meals are reimbursed. And during the summer, we participate in the summer feeding program, also very similar to that. So we get reimbursed for those meals. But the only other government funding that we receive is the City of Newport News and the City of Hampton and a little bit from James City County as far as government grants. They give us a little money each year.
Who are the faces of hunger that you serve?
You don't know who the faces of hunger are. I mean, they are children. One in four of everybody that we serve we know is a child, because we do have statistics that say that. About 19% are seniors, and the rest are the working poor. The people might think that the faces of hunger include the homeless. We only have a few percentage points of homeless individuals that we serve.
It could be anyone.
It could be anybody. It could be your neighbor. The thing about needing food assistance is people keep it very private.
Yeah.
You're almost embarrassed that you can't make it on your own. So nobody admits that they need help from the food bank. So I think everybody knows somebody who actually uses the services of the food bank, whether they talk about it or not.
Do you ever need volunteers?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every day, every week, we utilize volunteers. Last year, we had about 7,700 different people give us some time of theirs as volunteers. And all of that time added up to about 31,000 volunteer hours last year. So
That's
the equivalent of about 15 full-time staff that we did not have to hire or pay, because people are so generous and they just want to help out in their community. And we have so many opportunities for people to come and volunteer for the food bank, whether it's working at a mobile pantry, packing mobile pantry bags, packing backpacks for the children. Our newest program is for low-income seniors. It's called the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. And we distribute that food in boxes. So we need lots of volunteers to box that food before
it goes out.
Seems
like endless opportunities.
Absolutely.
All kinds of things.
Absolutely. We are there generally every Monday through Friday for volunteers, and you could just call and we'll connect you to our volunteer coordinator, because we like to keep a listing of who's available.
Now, if someone wants to hold a food drive, what are the most needed items, you would say?
The most needed items would be peanut butter, spaghetti sauce, canned pasta, canned protein such as chicken or tuna, non-perishables. Obviously, we're a food bank. We have a huge freezer and a huge refrigerator, but it's so much easier when you're doing a food drive to do non-perishable canned goods,
because
they will stay good for months and years.
Now, if someone needs food assistance, what is the process?
First thing I'd say they should do is either call or come to the food bank. Our phone number is 757-596-7188. And we will tell them to come into the food bank if they happen to call. If they walk in, we're going to give them some food.
Okay.
If they happen to call, we will tell them to come in and we'll give them some food. And because we're not set up to distribute to individuals frequently, I mean, we do every day, but in small numbers, we are more of like a wholesaler, and our agency partners are the retailers. So we will give an individual who comes to the food bank a nice big bag of food, but then we'll ask them for their zip code so that we can refer them to a partner agency such as a church food pantry that may be down the street from them, because if they need ongoing assistance, we don't want them to have to come all the way down to the food bank, especially because we're located kind of in the southern part of our service area. We're in Lower Hampton, and we serve all the way up to James City County. We don't want them spending all their gas money to come and get some food when they can go down the street to the church, and they'll give them food as frequently as they need it. Yes.
What is your website address?
www.hrfoodbank.org.
And you mentioned tours of the food bank as well. Do you guys offer those?
Absolutely. The best way to raise awareness is for somebody to come and get a tour of the food bank, because once somebody says for the first time, I had no idea that you did all of this, you've made an impact.
You got to see it sometimes
exactly.
to really realize the impact.
It's a very big operation. It's not just people coming and getting bags of food.
Yeah.
I mean, all those volunteer opportunities,
they
take a lot of coordination, and there's a lot going on all the time. So if anybody wants to have a tour of the food bank, they can either contact me at 596-7188, or they can walk into the food bank and ask for a tour. We're wide open. We're a nonprofit. We serve because donors give us funds to buy food mm-hmm. and distribute food. So we're public. We have no secrets.
Yeah.
The only caution is if somebody just walks in to get a tour, we need to make sure somebody's there to give them a tour,
because exactly.
we have a very small staff. So a lot of times there's not a lot of people in the office because they're all out distributing food or picking up food. We have a few truck drivers and things like that. So it's always good to plan in advance mm-hmm. if somebody wants a tour.
Okay.
They can go onto our Facebook page and send us a message, or they can go to our website, again, hrfoodbank.org, and send us a message, and we can arrange it in advance. But we give tours all the time.
And if someone wants to donate money to the food bank, where should they send it?
They can go online and...
they can donate online.
Yeah, they
okay,
can donate online.
Yeah.
Again, you can go to our website, hrfoodbank.org, and there's donation buttons there. We have a Facebook page, or you can mail it to 2401 Aluminum Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23661. You can walk in and donate,
yeah.
and then maybe we'll offer you a tour yeah. at the same time.
Now, you mentioned there are 200 food banks in the United States. Are there other food banks in the state of Virginia? And if so, where are they?
Absolutely. There are 7 food banks in the state of Virginia. There's really, it's 6 plus a branch of the DC area food bank, and that's up in Lorton, Virginia. But there's one in Norfolk, there's one in Richmond, there's us in Hampton. There's one in Verona, which is near Charlottesville. There's one in Salem, Virginia, which is out in far southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in Fredericksburg.
Oh, okay. Are you guys rated by Charity Navigator?
Yes, we are, as
and
a matter of fact.
And what is that for our listeners that may have no idea what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Charity Navigator is the organization that looks at the operations, financial measurements, and the transparency, the board, and how things are run, and how much disclosure there is for, I
kind
think
of rate
it's
your
over,
trustworthiness is
yes,
the vibe I'm getting.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think there's something like 8,500 organizations that they rate each year.
Okay.
And we're in the top 1% of those organizations because we have received 4-star Charity Navigator rating for 12 years in a row. And only 1% of all the 8,500 or so organizations have 12 4-star ratings in a row.
Now, one question I do like to always in my interviews with, is there anything you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today, whether it's a website or a message about the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank?
Wow. I would just like to make sure that people do understand that there's always a need to help others. And food is the most basic need. If you don't have food, you can't work, you can't study. Children can't concentrate in school, they can't play sports. So food is the very basic need for all of us. And just think about your neighbors, your friends and neighbors, and be generous during the season, whether it's holding a food drive, donating to Virginia Peninsula Food Bank, volunteering, or just being kind to somebody in need. We need a lot of help to make the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank work so smoothly. So we depend on the generosity of your listeners mm-hmm. and everybody across the greater Virginia Peninsula.
Of course. Well, thank you so much again, Karen, for coming in today. Again, you can find all this information on the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank at z104.com.
Thank you.